When the 1979 revolution happened, the Islamic regime took away my father's passport for 15 years. So essentially, he couldn't leave the country. He used to be, before the revolution, he was a high-level executive at one of the major banks in Iran. Once that happened, they started confiscating all our properties and everything we had. And a lot of our relatives who used to be generals in the military, senators, etc., they were immediately executed or they were put in jail for years.
And so your family was directly impacted, like so many families were.
Right.
Was anybody's lives immediately improved after the Iranian revolution?
You know, not that I'm aware of, but I think, you know, there were people who were very close to, the people who started running things. Well, of course, for them, things became better.
Right.
So it was kind of a switch, like many other revolutions, where the more lower class and middle lower class suddenly took over the government. So for them, I think life got better for a while. But now the poverty has increased in Iran, so
right.
It's not much better for any people, unless you work for the government. It's not.
We'll talk a little bit about your book here coming up, so don't worry, I haven't forgotten about it. But let me ask you what it was like for you or for your family, for that matter, to be watching these news updates from Egypt and seeing all of this revolution carried live via satellite. Some serious flashbacks there?
Definitely, yeah. There was definitely a comparison between 1979. I don't think that was obviously at all, not unlike what the Iranian government says, that it had anything to do with the 1979 revolution, but there was definitely some similarities and parallels there.
And we don't know where Iran is headed, but you have lived and your family has lived what happens if it decides to go down the road of instituting Sharia law, government-backed, police-backed Islamic law. What was that like for your family, and what did that mean for changes right away to the people of Iran after the Shah, who had been maybe a little bit like Mubarak, kind of a little bit propped up, been there for a long time, probably there for too long, but at the same time provided a certain amount of freedoms. What was it like for you to live during that transition, or for your family to live during that transition too?
I think it was very frightening, and I think it was frightening for a lot of people because, you know, when the 1979 revolution happened, and this is where it's similar to Egypt, people were really excited. It was about freedom. It was about democracy. And then once the, you know, kind of the most brutal won, which were the Islamic extremists, it became very frightening. And there was no freedom outside of the house. Women suddenly had to start covering themselves. Their rights were taken away. People were disappearing. Whoever didn't agree with the regime, politically specifically, were executed, disappearing in the middle of the night. So, and you couldn't say what you wanted to say. You couldn't dress the way you wanted to dress. So it got pretty bad very quickly.